It is Monday, October 16th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker at Acker Findlay. It is almost 3 years since you launched the Acker Findlay U.S. Value 50. 3 years is an important benchmark in judging the performance of a fund. So this is an important birthday coming.
It's an important birthday. Yes, it is. Yes.
Because then you get the Morningstar ratings and you come up on the radar screen of the institutions. So what I want to do is look at the performance going back to October 2003 and compare it with some of the big names in the quant funds in U.S. equities.
Right.
And in Canada, surely the O'Shaughnessy fund, the RBC O'Shaughnessy, they've got two funds with nearly $1 billion in each of them.
Right.
Let's compare the Acker Findlay U.S. Value 50 against the O'Shaughnessy. He's got two funds, the U.S. Growth. Look at that one first. They have $800 million of assets. The puny Value 50 has only $65 million compared to the monsters.
Exactly.
I have a feeling it will grow.
Yeah, when you look at the O'Shaughnessy, RBC O'Shaughnessy U.S. Growth, actually, our returns are over 3 years are equal, around 43% each.
Yeah, but that's not bad. I mean, you're the upstart taking on the giant. You've matched them.
Well, but when you look at those 3 years, I mean, really, their performance only came maybe in the last year or so. So they really underperformed us. But in the last year, they really came up. But I put that as, you know, our universe is the S&P 500. O'Shaughnessy's universe is everything.
Yep.
That qualifies as growth. He looks at over 6,000 securities.
So there's a little more risk in there.
I think a lot more risk. And, you know, the returns are similar to what we do in the S&P 500, which I think is great.
And you've outperformed the S&P 500, both of you.
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Now let's look at this other fund, the O'Shaughnessy U.S. Value Fund. It's even bigger, $950 million in assets. It, too, is ahead of the S&P, but it's significantly behind the Value 50.
Yeah, we've done 43%, as I said earlier, and the value, the RBC O'Shaughnessy value, has done about 35%. So again, it's a slower fund, more value. We are value-orientated, and so certainly over the three-year period, we've done well relative to his value fund.
I want to point out something else as well. That 43% is 43% in the pocket of the Canadian investor, because in spite of the currency differential,
right,
you've been fully hedged.
Yes.
So my dollars are coming back
in
at
Canadian
90
dollars.
Cents rather than 60.
We all eat in Canadian dollars. So, yeah, when we started this fund, we were big fans of the Canadian dollar. We decided to hedge. O'Shaughnessy, us, maybe two or three others, but I don't know who they are, had hedge funds in terms of Canadian dollars. A lot of the industry was not. I think you're now seeing now funds come out. Obviously, they're hedged with the Canadian dollar at, what, 88?
Yeah, well, now that it's up there.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, okay, well, that's 43%. Okay, now let's compare U.S. Value 50 against one of the other. This really is a giant. This is DFA. Of course, that's
right,
a California firm, Dimensional Fund Advisors. There's $1 billion Canadian in this fund, and many times more of that in U.S. dollars. But their fund is the DFA U.S. Value Class A, head-to-head with the Value 50.
Yeah, we've done 43%, and DFA Value Class has done 38%. Again, both of us beating the S&P 500 handily, both in terms of U.S. dollars, comparing apples and apples. Quite a different philosophy and approach from what we do. And again, their population is not the S&P 500. It
right.
stocks outside, mainly outside the S&P 500. So again, but our systems come through.
Well, they may wish they weren't so far outside the S&P 500 because they have a small cap fund and it has underperformed
even the S&P.
Miles.
Yeah, I mean, it's only done 19% over the last 3 years. We've done 43%. So, certainly we've beat them there. So that's kind of what we've done. These are our competitors. There's one more, Intech over at AGF. That's been only a year.
So
hopefully in the three-year record, we'll see what they've done.
Okay, I'm a client here, obviously, as you know, but I don't want to sound too much like a cheerleader. But when these three-year numbers get out into circulation, this is going to put you on a lot of computer screens.
Well, one would hope. I mean, we will stick to our discipline. We know how to make money. We know how to beat the index. It's a systematic process. But I guess what I want to draw out today is there are a lot of products like us out there. They're like dogs of the Dow. That's another systematic process. But investors should be aware that these particular companies do exist and give us a fair hearing over the DFAs and the O'Shaughnessys. And I think if you look at Globe Fund, look at certainly not kind of month to month, quarter to quarter, but over the long term, our black box is certainly comparable.
Is 3 years enough, or should I wait for five or ten?
Well, when I saw the research over 10 years, I thought 1 month was good enough for me. But yeah, a lot of people want to wait for 3 years, so that's coming up, and we'll see what they say.
Okay, happy birthday when it comes. I'll be back to see you in a week's time. Nice to see you again, Brian.
Great to be here, Michael. Thank you.